The Queen looked at the gardeners. They were on the ground, and she couldn't see their faces.
"Who are these men?"
she asked.
"Don't ask me. I don't know,"
answered Alice, not very politely. The Queen's face got redder and redder. She looked at Alice and shouted,
"Cut off her head! Cut!"
"Oh, be quiet," said Alice. The Queen stopped shouting. The King put his hand on her arm. He said quietly,
"Don't be angry, my dear. She's only a child."
The Queen turned away from him angrily.
"Turn those men over,"
she said to the Knave of Hearts. The Knave did this very carefully, with one foot.
"Get up!"
the Queen shouted. The three gardeners jumped up. The Queen turned to the little tree and looked at it carefully.
"What's wrong with these flowers?"
she asked the gardeners.
"Well, you see, madam, said Two, "they were white, and...
The Queen looked from the flowers to the men.
"I see,"
she said.
"Cut off their heads."
Everybody started walking again. The gardeners ran to Alice.
"Help us!"
they cried. Alice put them behind some trees.
"Don't be afraid," she said. "They're not going to cut off your heads."
The King's men looked for the gardeners, but couldn't find them.
"Are their heads off?"
shouted the Queen.
"Yes, madam," shouted the King's men.
"Good,"
shouted the Queen. Everybody started walking again, and Alice walked with them.
"It's a very fine day," somebody said.
Alice turned round, and there was the White Rabbit next to her.
"Very," said Alice. "Where's the Duchess?"
"Quiet," said the Rabbit, and looked all round him.
Then he put his mouth near to Alice's ear.
"They're going to cut off her head," he said.
"Why?"
asked Alice.
"Did you say, oh no?"
asked the White Rabbit.
"No, I didn't. I said, why?"
"She hit the Queen,"
the Rabbit said. Alice started to laugh.
"Quiet," said the Rabbit again. "The Queen will hear you. She hears everything. You see, the Duchess came late. When she arrived, the Queen said..."
Suddenly, the Queen shouted very loudly,
"Cut off their heads!"
"Who's going to lose their head now?"
Alice wondered. She began to feel afraid.
"The Queen isn't angry with me now," she thought. "But it will happen. I would like to speak to somebody about it."
She looked round. The White Rabbit wasn't there. She looked up. There was something above her head.
"What is it?"
she wondered. She watched for a minute or two. It was a smile.
"It's the Cheshire Cat," she thought. "Now I can talk to somebody."